Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcade Economics on Wednesday, October 23rd, on another wild and active day in the gold and silver markets, as seems to be the case lately. And you can see, obviously, Janet quite concerned about that. And let us dig in where quite a bit happening
Arcade
as
Economics on Wednesday,
whoops.
October.
All right, we got the background sound muted now, although we also have our gold and silver pricing up here. And after a rather vicious sell-off the last couple of days, Friday, big sell-off, Monday, big recovery, Tuesday, bigger sell-off, Wednesday, roughly flat. And then Thursday here, we had the prices. We're up even more earlier in the day. Have come back in a bit, although you can see silver futures up 90 cents, gold futures up 63. We're up about 90 bucks earlier today, but let's take a look at the 1 day chart. So you can see here that they've sold off from a high of 41.71 down to 41.29. So about 40 bucks lower than the peak, although higher than yesterday. And again, I would say this fits in with the theme that we've seen throughout this almost 2 year-old rally now, say 7 quarters old rally that began for gold in January of 2024, for silver in February of 2024. And each time we've seen a big sell-off, we've seen recoveries quite quickly, which is what we're seeing today, what we saw on Monday. Although I might add, I was thinking about this, and as we will see the numbers on in just a moment, this actually wasn't. In terms of silver, this was not only was this not the biggest silver sell-off ever, this wasn't even the biggest silver sell-off this year. And well, you may remember the one that was bigger this year. We'll get to it in a second, but if not, obviously, based on the fact that we just had record high silver prices when this sell-off began, obviously that means we overcame that other sell-off. And here you can see a similar picture with silver if we look at the 1 day where off the highs, but spot price up 33 cents and the futures up 85 cents. Here you can see the futures. And for those who are really getting into this new dynamic where we have multiple silver prices in different locations, you may have noticed if I said that the futures were up 87 cents, but the spot price was only up 33 cents, then if you were saying, well, then wouldn't that mean that New York London spread has narrowed? And if that was your thought, well, indeed that is the case. Here we can see, let's call that 26 cents if, or no, 20, 28 cents, I think we have there. 48.54 futures, 48.82. So a lot more narrow, obviously, than the peak when it was $3 out with the spot over the futures. Had been coming down, was around 70 cents a couple days ago, and now we have it at just under 30 cents there. And here's an interesting thing that I learned in the last day, because I've been now, as you may have heard, and we will show the data in a moment, a lot of metal has started leaving the COMEX ever since this spot price got inverted over the futures beginning back on October 9th, aka the day the silver market broke. And we're seeing the attempts to have it patched back up together here. Which, speaking of which, reminds me of one other thing that I wanted to make sure I highlighted for you. And don't have that one handy, although I'll be able to read it. So, anyway, it's been going on a couple of weeks. And the interesting thing is, obviously, when the spread is wide, if London is $3 over New York, then what you saw happen is people sell metal in London, buy it in New York, ship it over. And the piece that I learned a bit more about this week was the leasing element in there, because to do that arb, and I'll keep an eye on the comments, maybe I'll explain this more than once to make sure it's clear, but basically what if a trader or bank wants to capture that arb, they sell at a premium in London, they buy the futures in New York and take delivery. But because you've sold short in the spot market, you have to deliver, and that is where the lease comes in. So they would borrow silver from a lease, have that delivered, and then when the silver gets from New York over to London, you return it to your lease and it's closed out. So the reason that even with the spread having gone down from $3 at its peak to about 30 cents now, that we still, at least as of yesterday, have seen metal continue to leave is because the other piece in there is the lease rate. So when the lease rate was that much higher for the person doing this trade to be able to lease it and deliver it to fill the spot obligation in London, it was more expensive. Yet, even though the spread has between the two prices has come in, the lease price has also come in, and it's an important part of that package. But why, even as the spread has narrowed, we continue to see metal going back? And let us pull that up, because here is activity date, the 22nd. You can see net change, 3 million ounces came out. Day before that, 2.8 million ounces came out. Day before that was 2.6 million ounces. We're about at 30 million ounces has been withdrawn. Here are the COMEX inventories for some real fun. Let's back out to the 2 year, where you can see we were just under 300 million. Then last summer crossed over 300 million. Then when Trump comes in and the tariff mayhem ensues, we go from 300 million to 500 million. Got close to 550 million. Although, if we back out here, you can see today's total, 501 million ounces. I don't know if you just heard my dog sneeze back there, but bless you, Nibbles. Good boy. So this bar is 500, 550. I don't have an exact number there, but if you call that somewhere above the midpoint, probably about 530, which would match basically the metal that we have seen coming out. How much will come out? A great question. I don't know the answer to that, but so far, based on today's number, actually a little bit higher than yesterday, so still going strong there. And here is the other thing that's quite interesting, because again, we've heard about the silver shortage in India, and let's see. Well, while I pull that up, which shows the pricing, I'm going to see if I can find this article so we can pull it back up. All right, there we go. Okay, excellent. Because here is that the one? Yes, okay, we are in luck. So give me one moment. Thought I had this up before we got started, but we got it now. So here's the story back on October 9th, where they mentioned that and that was the same day that I was talking about before, where if you want to say the silver market broke, I will not sign in now. I'll do that later. Yet, apparently we will sign in now, says Reuters. I'm gonna get this thing pulled up here, and it'll be worth it when we do. So in a momento, and yes, but back on October 9th, that was the day that this whole spread blew out. Same day that India ran out of their supply. And as you can finally see here, there you go, October 9th. And here was the part that I found interesting. They added that the suspension is temporary in nature and will only continue until further notice in this regard. And then, even more space dust removed, you find a large number of silver imports are expected to arrive next week. It's October 9th. We're on October 23rd. I have not gotten that silver, and Bloomberg reported on Saturday that JP Morgan was telling customers that they're not going to be able to get silver to India all of October until November at the earliest. Maybe that means November 1st, maybe a day later in November, but that was one of the signs I was looking to, because, all right, maybe if they just got their supply drained and the next truck has more silver, then that's not perhaps as serious of a situation if we were sitting here 2 weeks later. I remember that's how I phrased it. If we're sitting here 2 weeks later and the same thing is in the case and they still don't know when the next truck is coming, then that's a more serious situation, which sure enough is what we have. And also, I won't pull it up again today, but that quote from that Bloomberg article where they also said someone familiar with the LBMA's thinking says that this isn't a dislocation of silver in the wrong place, but this is a genuine shortage. So that's what Bloomberg is saying on behalf of the LBMA. But assume they're not making that up. And in either case, so we've had this. This has not been resolved. Now we're seeing metal go back and kind of waiting to see how all of this plays out. So really fascinating. And again, obviously, I know a lot of the people will, you're watching this video because you have a silver or gold investment and you care primarily about that. Although to the degree, if you're a market historian or just enjoy watching and following markets, I mean, it is, not only is it a very unique situation that really has not happened like this before, that, I mean, I would imagine there will be plenty of books about this one day soon enough. And, but I mean, also something that people, like, this is essentially what people have been waiting since 1980 to see happen. And despite the pricing coming back down a little bit over the last couple of days, I don't think that has changed the grander picture that we are facing. And with that said, in terms of prices coming down the last couple of days, I thought this was pretty interesting. Here is the chart. Here we go. Last Thursday, silver futures went from high of 53.74 down to 47.18, a move of 6.56 from Friday to Monday. So there you go. You see that here. And I remember thinking, I'm like, well, I know that move back in April after the reciprocal tariffs, really, especially if you go high to low, because there was one really low print. So I decided to look that up. Here they went from 35.15 down to 27.16. That was between April 2nd and April 6th. So a similar time period. And just in case anyone's saying, well, there's 28, it doesn't go below that. As I mentioned, you have a zoom in here and you can see the 27.60 print. That's a move of $7.55. If you go a little further back to March 28th, rather than a couple days later on April 2nd, you go from 35.49 to 7, to what was it, 27.60. That's a 7.89 move lower. And just to show how stunning that one was, that was even bigger than what we saw on the infamous Sunday night back in 2011 when went to finished up work on the option floor that Friday. My option position looking all great with $48 silver. Then Sunday night, the U.S. government says they killed Bin Laden and threw him in the ocean. And a couple hours later, that's what your silver chart looked like. So amazing that we could have two moves that were, and at least on this one, it looks like right at the 48 level down, I don't know where the official print was, but slightly less than $6. So now maybe they weren't quite as instant as what we saw in 2011, but two moves this year that were actually even bigger than that historic one that fascinatingly did not even really end the rally. Because what you may not remember, or if you weren't following back then, silver was up at $48, $49. Before the following week, so this was a Sunday night into a Monday morning, and I think it was by Thursday of that week, the price was in the 30s. So again, for 15, it kept going lower throughout that week, although what doesn't get mentioned as often is that silver kept climbing back up there and got to the mid-40s by August. That was when the U.S. was getting downgraded by S&P. And that one was quite a circus back then. So anyway, just hopefully that helps to put things in context. I did not come across anything yesterday other than the fact that you had such a substantially large move up in such rapid fashion that when you get the correction, it's good, it can be large like that. And I will say this again. I would fully expect things like this to happen, possibly even this year, certainly in the months and years ahead, and maybe put in different words, the more that gold and silver goes up and the more quickly that the prices do go up, the more likely you are to see things like that. And obviously can be pretty jarring when it happens. Although hopefully that at least helps to put things in context, and important to just realize that's going to be part of it. And anyway, a few last notes here. Let's see if we can get our transparent silver chart up, because, or actually the gold chart. And let me pull this one back up for you, because we had other news out of Bloomberg. Gold ETFs reach highest level since 2022 as market rout struck. And here you can take a look. Let's get those transparent holdings. You can see what that looks like, because until yesterday, when there was a decent outflow, I mean, we've still, so here's back on October 9th, even the 20th and 21st, so the first 2 days of this week, as well as Thursday and Friday of last week, still big inflows into the gold ETFs. Did see a decent chunk come out yesterday. And to give you an idea of the silver picture, you can, by the way, any of you who use gold charts or us, I found this out from Nick Laird recently. This one includes the COMEX, that top row. If you want just ETFs, go to that second row there. And here you can see silver. So silver, some outflows over the last week. Although if we look back at the chart here, blue line is how much silver has been going in. So still a lot of metal being added there quickly. And anyway, that is basically what's happening. We also, I might add, we do have a short squeeze in platinum. Fascinating. They're describing conditions very similar to silver, where the spot price has shot above the futures there as well. So very turbulent times in the metals. I think it all feeds off each other to some degree. And anyway, hopefully it helps to see a little more positive movement in the price today. And perhaps right before we wrap up here, I would mention that something else I was working on today. We are almost ready with our first Arcadia Silver Bar. Here's a quick look at what we've been working with. We added a little bit to our logo there, and here are some of the options our stamp maker has made. I think we're going to leave the 10 troy ounces down there, make that a little smaller. So we're getting a combination of these things. We're getting closer. Here's what the back will look like, and put that in better context. This is from our silversmith, Matt Riley, aka EF Bullion. EF Bullion on Twitter. Comes on, talks a lot about the bricks, was the one who alerted me to the unit concept, which to get Matt back on soon to talk about that. But anyway, we got our own silver bar coming out. So if somebody is planning on buying silver, I thought it was going to be ready this week, but you'll have a nice bar to add to your choice of options in the near future. And anyway, I hope you had a wonderful day out there. I know it has been quite a chaotic week, and especially, for anyone who's invested, but especially for those of you who have large investments in gold and silver. Is that you feel it when the prices are down, although I don't see anything that really changes the grander picture. And when you just think about the things that are happening, is the price of gold and silver going to be higher or lower 5 years from now? I'm not saying you can, that's the only thing to consider, but on the days where you're seeing things get clobbered, and if it happens a couple of days in a row, take a step back and think about that, then combine the two. And if there's a decision that needs to be made, you can go ahead and make it. And either case, hopefully this was helpful. Appreciate you tuning in, and we're going to wrap up for here, but we'll be back tomorrow morning with Vince in the morning, and I'll probably do a quick live stream to close things out Friday. But price is back up today. Hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. We'll keep you posted as things change in these conditions, and I will see you again soon.